You're listening to Global IQ Minute. I'm Jim Falk. Our guest is Andreas Kluth, West Coast correspondent for The Economist, the author of this week's special report, California, The Perils of Extreme Democracy, which examines economic and political issues that are rocking the Golden State.
It seems like one of the major problems that you outline is that 90% of the state's budget is already allocated before the state assembly even begins to meet and negotiate. So, you know, they're held accountable, but they really don't have a whole lot of leeway.
That's right. The 90% number is what the former speaker of the assembly told me. No, but I've asked many people. I think the correct thing is to say that somewhere between 70 and 90%.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter, but the point, the main point is, and this is, I think, another lesson to other states considering increasing this, is that it's called ballot box budgeting. Is a lot of laws sound really good, and where you would say, like, how could anybody not vote for this? So if there's an awful crime and someone says, well, sex offenders should be in prison for even longer or something like this, or a new hospital, you know, there's things that we can all agree are good ideas. But if you put them on a ballot in isolation, again, in a Madisonian republic, representatives are supposed to deliberate about trade-offs among different priorities, you know, in a world of scarcity. If you just put ballot measure after ballot measure on, the voters, in effect, allocate the budget. So any train system or any, environmental legislation, any crime legislation that leads to more prisoners, anything like that costs money. At the same time, we've talked about Prop 13 as one example of everyone hates paying taxes, you know. So if you let voters just vote piecemeal without, taking into account the overall governance structure, they are, as in California, they will likely vote their taxes down, and lots of other things that cost money up. And that is ballot box budgeting. And in that way, California, the Californian budget is more than half, in effect, allocated before the two parties even begin negotiating about this particular year's budget. And then they have the two-thirds requirements and other things to worry about. But this is a problem. So reform must somehow address certainly this topic of ballot box budgeting, but you can address it as much as you want. Direct democracy is not good at this. You have to put measures one at a time on a ballot and let voters decide that, and you have to educate them before the election and so forth to make comprehensive decisions on what should a state spend its money on, which automatically means where should it not spend money, is very difficult to do with a series of ballot measures.
I was looking at today's headlines, and I just put in Google California budget, and I got Cal State students stage sit-in to protest budget cuts, and they're still sitting outside the president's office in Cal Fullerton. California's budget deadline looming, because I gather there's still about $15 billion in red ink, and then also a headline that state's financial crisis could cut funding on some highway construction that had already been pretty much put in place, as well as some light rail lines. It still looks like it's a situation that is somewhat tenuous.
Oh my God, tenuous is this gets into the current news of this year. Jerry Brown's idea was you address the budget, you plug the budget hole half with more cuts after several years of cuts, and half by extending existing tax raises. And he was hoping to use direct democracy with a vote of the people, but to put that measure on the ballot with bipartisan vote of Republicans and Democrats, and that failed completely. So the tax extension election seems to be out. So an all cuts budget, is a real possibility, or some other effort to again put this on some initiative later this year. And I would be very surprised if California had a budget by the deadline, July 1st. It usually doesn't, it usually has late budgets anyway. But I think this will be another very awkward year where very late into the year we don't really have a budget.
To hear more of our conversation with Andreas Kluth, go to dfwworld.org/globalIQ. Global IQ is a production of the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, a member organization of the World Affairs Councils of America.